Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Monday, April 15th, 2024. Art Queen, a cherished community public space in downtown Joshua Tree for music, art, and local vendors, has been sold to a Los Angeles-based nonprofit. The complex, which covers more than 1 acre on the south side of 29 Palms Highway near Park Boulevard, includes a number of storefronts and residences and was listed for sale at just over $2 million. The buyers, AHA Projects, say their mission statement focuses on providing support to artists and people working in creative fields, and their plan for Art Queen, which they officially acquired this week, is to preserve and enhance its vibrant arts and culture scene. Reporter Hillary Sloan is here to share more about this project.
The Art Queen has encouraged connection, inspiration, and entertainment in the heart of downtown Joshua Tree for many years. The public spaces under AHA, including stages and seating areas, will remain open to everyone. It will continue to be a gathering place for the Morongo Basin communities and host various events such as music performances, poetry readings, book clubs, and collaborative projects for nonprofits.
I'm very excited to move forward with the nonprofit because, first of all, she's going to go right in and give us all new electricity, new wiring, and that was much needed in all of our spaces.
That is Sherry Elf, an artist, fashion designer, musician, silk screener, and owner of the world-famous Crochet Museum. Elf's museum, studio, and store have been at the heart of the Art Queen for 20 years. The person Elf referenced is executive director for AHA Projects, Cheyenne Satter, who said when asked about the project that Art Queen has a rich history inviting the community to celebrate together. AHA Project's goal in purchasing Art Queen is to preserve and elevate the existing arts and culture thriving on that land. We want to build an economic environment that elevates our artists and does not displace them.
You are in the Beauty Bubble Salon and Museum. I have been in this location for a little over 8 years.
That is Jeff Hafler, owner of the Beauty Bubble.
I feel like there's going to be a whole new energy breathed into the Art Queen and Sun Alley Shops. Joshua Tree is such a popular destination for people from all over the world.
AHA Projects will officially take over Art Queen on April 16th, 2024. Existing retail artists will continue their operations while significant infrastructure upgrades will be completed by late fall. Vacancies will become available in the coming months with AHA's commitment to ensure transparent and equitable access. Stay updated on developments by following Art Queen's Instagram page at artqueen_JT. For Z1077, this is reporter Hillary Sloan.
The 29 Palms Planning Commission will meet this week to host 3 public hearings regarding general plan status and changes to several development codes. Reporter Heather Clisby has more.
This Tuesday evening, the 29 Palms Planning Commission will tackle 3 public hearings in their usual bi-monthly meeting. The first hearing is an update on the general plan and a close look at the city's goals and implementation policies, as well as their plans for equity and social justice. The second hearing concerns changes to a specific development code, essentially clarifying language to make it consistent for all zoning designations. The third hearing proposes numerous changes to 3 specific development codes: general development standards and exceptions, residential development standards and design criteria, and accessory uses and structures. The meeting takes place on Tuesday, April 16th at 5 p.m. at City Hall, 6136 Adobe Road. It can be live streamed or viewed on demand via the city's website, 29palms.org. Reporting for Z1077, I'm Heather Clisby.
The 29 Palms Cemetery District Board of Trustees meets in regular session tomorrow, where they will discuss an increase to the payroll budget and upgrading water meters. The board will also go into closed session to review the district general manager's contract. The board's meeting is open to the public and begins tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. at 5350 Encelia Avenue in 29 Palms. The town of Yucca Valley is seeking community input on new developments this week. Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with more on how you can make your voice heard.
On Wednesday, April 17th, the town of Yucca Valley invites the community to a special meeting on the Community Center Master Plan. The town has been taking steps to update the park. The new design will include pickleball and basketball courts, with a redesign of the existing skate park. The meeting is an opportunity for residents to provide public input on the plan so that the town can ensure the new park aligns with the community's vision. The meeting will be held this Wednesday, April 17th, at the Yucca Valley Community Center. Discussions on the pickleball and basketball courts will begin at 5 p.m., with a meeting on the skate park to follow at 6 p.m. Light refreshments will be provided. For more information, please get in touch with the Town of Yucca Valley at 760-369-7211. This is Adeline J. Wells reporting for Z1077.
If you have concerns about your ability to breathe effectively, you were invited to a free health talk for seniors about asthma and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease known as COPD. The talk, arranged by the Morongo Basin Healthcare District, will be given at the Senior Centers in Yucca Valley on Wednesday at 11:45 a.m. and 29 Palms on Thursday at 10 a.m., and will be led by Kathy Alkire, MA-MSN-RN, for a free health talk as she discusses common health conditions associated with COPD, including asthma, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, RSV, COVID-19, with COPD, as well as prevention and symptom management. A resource table with healthcare information will be provided before each talk. No registration is required. And finally, Theater 29 is bringing back their popular audition workshops, helping teach perfect audition skills for novice and veteran performers alike. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas lays out all the cue cards.
Theater 29 is bringing back their highly successful audition workshop and offering a new next-level training as an opportunity for those who have always wanted to try being in the spotlight but didn't know how to start, as well as those veterans who want to hone their skills to the next level. On Saturday, April 27th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., their Auditions 101 workshop is geared for both new and veteran performers, learning such skills as character development, speed memorization techniques, and performing a live audition. Saturday, May 4th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., they will host the new Auditions 201, which is a next-level training such as how to use direction from a casting director, partner readings, and self-taping skills. All workshops are taught by professional working actress Julia Boyd. Details and registration are available now at theater29.org. Reporting for Z1077, this is Arts and Entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.